Blog Talk Radio.
The world is a vampire. Sent to drain. Secret destroyer. Hold you up to the flame. And why do I get for my pain? Betrayed.
Welcome to iMac with me, Corley Matthew, and my co-host,
Willie boy, really Ramon, what's going on, man?
What's up? Your tag team partner from Legacy.
Yep, it's a new day, new night. Saturday, the day before Easter. Had a lot of people I know are drunk from yesterday, from drinking on Good Friday yesterday. So all you drunk bastards, hope you enjoy the show tonight. Get some rest. Get ready for a fun-filled show. The Willie boy, what you been up to?
Not much, you know. I'm on
SNY here.
Yeah, I'm avid on SNY now. I know you were telling me to look at a commercial. And I couldn't find SNY because, you know, now I have an IOTV. And I finally found it. It's on Channel 60 on Cablevision. And on DirecTV, it's what? It's 80-something?
369.
Oh, 369, right, 369, yeah. You see, I don't even remember now. You see, I'm losing my memory. I don't have the DirecTV anymore, so I have to get, you know, I now have to remember all the channels on IOTV, so.
You have to educate yourself on it.
Yeah, man. I have to remember what channel the Playboy channel's on, and Spice. Those channels actually have because my memory. It's the other channels like SNY and Oxygen. Mm-hmm. I need to get that, you know. I need to get those down. But anyway, let's get to the show, man. Let's get to the show.
Yep.
Hey, last week we did a WrestleMania preview.
Yep.
And for the most part, we were wrong on most of them. We thought what's his name was going to be Triple H, Sheamus. He lost Triple H, unfortunately.
Well, I thought Triple H would win, but I was like, in order for it to be a meaningful match, Sheamus would have to win. But give it up to look at Triple H. Triple H can even let his friend have a favor of beating him. So
yeah,
he pretty much lost to him at predictable.
Yeah. And, of course, the John Cena run.
Yeah, which we all got that one, right?
Yeah, John Cena. I mean, come on. You didn't expect him to lose anyway. So.
Yeah, for real. He had the whole soldier, you know, intro.
The intro, right.
So, you know what would have been cool with his intro? Is if,
what?
Did you see, like, when that commander, you know, when the black, you know, like, the commander dude was him. And he was walking around before Cena came out.
No,
in the intro, the John Cena's intro, when they had all the soldiers flicking their rifles around. Then there was a commander for them, and he was just walking back and forth.
I can't remember.
It would have been cool if they made John Cena, you know, do that.
So
give it more drama to him, you know. Going out there, because pretty much all he did was, you know, walk between them, gave a salute, and then he ran. And then they gave him like that ultimate warrior behind, you know, the wrestler running kind of camera.
Oh, okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all. But most of the things that happened at WrestleMania, I remember. I was watching it illegally online on this website. So I didn't watch it. I didn't actually order the pay-per-view. I'm cheap like that. I don't like to order pay-per-views. I like to watch them online for free. You was watching
you
it, too.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah, I enjoyed it. That was a good WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was a real good WrestleMania. They led off with the Miz and Morrison versus... R-Troop and Morrison.
Yeah, and that was an okay match, but it was too quick.
It was too short. It was like 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I mean, they should at least give the match at least make it go 10 minutes. I mean, it was shorter than SmackDown matches.
Yeah, that's true. But hey, they didn't win. I expected them to win. They didn't win either.
I thought they were gonna lose because Storm is, you know, they're trying to act like this team is you know, like the next big tag team since Show Miz, and I mean, Jericho and DX. So I had a feeling they were going to break those. I had a feeling they'd make them win.
Yeah. And last night on SmackDown, they beat Crime Time, who split last night on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They
Crime Time is like two brothers, two black guys.
From Brooklyn, you know.
Brooklyn. And they finally split. It looks like they're gonna, you know, what's his name? What's the big wrestler's name? The bigger of the two. Yeah, it looks like they're gonna give him a shot and maybe contend for the heavyweight title or something.
I think before he does that, he'd have to win a Intercontinental or United States or something.
Think so? I don't know.
Yeah.
Because with Swagger having a title, I think maybe they could give him a shot at Swagger.
Maybe. That's true.
Yeah.
I think they'd give more of a shot to, like, maybe Kofi Kingston or MVP or a good guy, you know, from Raw or SmackDown, you know, because they're going to have a new Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming up in a couple of months.
Right.
So I would assume that would be a shot to give another young guy a shot. Or they might have all these, you know, veterans in there too, the usual Triple H, John Cena finally compete in one, you know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Who knows?
And the other thing that happened this past week was since Shawn Michaels lost at WrestleMania to Undertaker, you know, he gave his farewell speech on Monday Night Raw.
Right.
And it was it was a heartfelt speech, you know.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, I'm not a big Shawn Michaels fan, but, you know, he had a great career.
Yeah, it was.
What's your favorite Shawn Michaels moment? One moment that you have with Shawn Michaels.
You said what's the biggest moment that Shawn Michaels, you know, that Shawn Michaels had as a manager?
What was your favorite moment or match, Shawn
Michaels? Wow, it would have to be. I mean, there's a lot. I mean, I would have to think. More recently, I'd have to think the last two WrestleManias were Undertaker.
Oh, really?
But he's had. I mean, he's had more memorable matches. He has, you know, the WrestleMania 12
mm-hmm.
between, you know, him and Bret.
Yeah.
Maybe the biggest match he had was the WrestleMania 12. Because, I mean, he, you know, that was his moment. He finally got to the mountaintop. Or you could even look at WrestleMania 14, his last WrestleMania.
Yeah.
You know, during his first retirement, he was the man, you know, he was a villain. That was the Attitude Era at its peak. So, you know, you'd have to look at those two matches, you know.
I think my favorite moment is a match that he didn't even win.
Yeah, I knew you were going to say WrestleMania 10.
WrestleMania 10, because, I mean, he showed me something that night, WrestleMania 10. I mean, even though he didn't win it, he showed that, you know, he could compete with the best of them.
Yeah, that definitely put him on the map, you know.
Razor.
And this was the one he left the Rockers by literally kicking Mario Jannetty at the barbershop.
Yeah, well, that happened like 3 years
after
years ago, before that. So, this was WrestleMania 10 was like 94. He broke up with Mario Jannetty like, I don't know, what, late 91 or something, early 92, something like that, so. But that was a great match, one of the best ladder matches you'll ever see. I thought that's one of my favorite Shawn Michaels moments, even though he didn't win, like I said.
Yeah. Yeah, most of his biggest moments are in losing efforts. You know,
yeah, it is.
The WrestleMania 10, like the one you're talking about, the first ever televised ladder match.
Mm-hmm.
You got him against Stone Cold, which he lost. You got him these last two matches against Undertaker, which he lost.
Yeah.
I mean, he pretty much, I mean, with Shawn Michaels, it's not even really the wins and losses, even though he's technically, quote-unquote, Mr. WrestleMania. But this guy, he entertains a lot of people. I mean.
Yeah, he does.
Guy,
I mean, he's a showstopper.
Yeah, he is. I mean, a lot of his matches have been, throughout his career, have been matches of the year. You could say at least 10 matches, you know, in his career has, you know, have been, you know, best of the year. And you could put this one against Undertaker, his last match. Keep my fingers crossed. Maybe, you know, he might come back on, you know, WrestleMania, you know, but who knows. But right now it looks like he's really serious. He's really out of it.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's coming back. And the funny thing about the speech afterwards, him and Triple H are hugging at the entrance when they come out. And, you know, you texted me that, too, that it looked like they were going to kiss and make out or something. They're going to, like, make out right there.
Yeah,
it was very, it was like a gay moment right there. A gay DX moment.
So Triple H, when he hugged them and his nose went all up on his, across his nose, and it was like he
yeah.
to kiss him, you know.
He probably thought you. He probably thought Shawn Michaels was Stephanie McMahon or something. I don't know. It was very awkward. I have to say.
I guess he thought he was a sexy boy. But seriously, it was a you know a nice touching moment, you know, with Shawn Michaels' speech. I mean, you know, of course we all know professional wrestling is fake, but. It looks like his speech really came from the heart.
Yeah, well, good luck to him and his family. Now he gets to spend time with his family, and
yep.
he had a great 25-year career.
Yeah, which is technically 21 because he missed four of his you know his years you know because of the back injury.
Yeah, but still, it's spanning from 85 to 2010. They don't you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they don't really count the years he was out, but.
Yeah. Because if he wasn't hurt, he still would have been wrestling anyway, so.
Yeah, you're right. But yeah, like I said, good luck to him. He gets to spend time with his family now. And hopefully he doesn't, you know, backstab WWE and go to TNA. No one wants to see that.
Yeah, I don't think he'll do it. I think he's loyal to the company. But then again, you never know what wrestlers. But for the most part, you know, him, Rock, Stone Cold, and Triple H, Undertaker, those guys, you know, those cornerstone guys, you know, in the history of WWE. I mean, with the exception of Hulk Hogan, they've all been pretty loyal to Vince McMahon and the WWE. So,
yeah.
I don't think he's going anywhere.
Good luck to him, and congratulations to him on having a great career.
Yeah.
All right, man. Moving on from wrestling onto something that me and you both love, sex, of course, and and Jesse James earlier this week he went to rehab for his you know
right.
because he's now he's claiming that he's a I guess he's a implying that he has sex addiction, just like Tiger Woods did. You know, if you guys haven't heard, he cheated on Sandra Bullock with a Nazi girl. And
he's
a Nazi too because there's one picture of him actually doing this Nazi salute. I don't know if you saw that on one of those entertainment shows.
I haven't, but I've heard. And people are even saying his chopper, his company, it's eerily similar to that Nazi cross thing. So,
oh,
I mean.
What's up
I don't know that
into Nazis and Hitler. What's going on with these people?
I think it's you know occultic stuff, man. You
know, like, I mean, come on. I mean, do you know what Hitler did? Do you know what Hitler and the Nazis did?
Apparently, they don't care. You know.
Jesus Christ. I mean, sorry. I don't mean to say Jesus Christ's names in vain. Name in vain like that, but I mean these people, man. They're obsessed with Hitler and then all the Nazi.
I mean, it's pretty
Nazi
you know, that,
salute, Nazi wear.
That weird cross, you know.
I don't get it. I mean, I don't see how Hitler killed millions of Jewish people.
Okay.
Well, not millions, but, you know, thousands and thousands of Jewish people and kept them as slaves and starved them to death.
He killed over 6 million Jews. And,
oh, okay. Then I was right. Then it wasn't. Yeah, millions of Jews. Yeah.
Yeah, and over countless other nationality and races of people, different
yeah.
groups of people. But yeah, it, you know, I don't see the fascination, unless if you're a bigot, I mean, I don't see the fascination with this guy. I mean, this guy was a known Satan worshiper. I mean,
yeah.
I don't see what's the fascination with this guy.
I don't know. And, you know, a lot of people don't like, they don't like him, but they refer to him, they use his names to describe stuff. Like, you have girls who describe their pubic hair as Hitler mustache. Like me, I describe when I'm, you know, banging a girl, I tell her I'm giving her the Nazi salute.
Oh, my God. Don't you ever raise him, bro.
But, yeah, this obsession and that infatuation with, you know, Hitler and Nazi, I mean, crazy.
I know.
I don't get it.
I beats me.
My uncle used to have a Hitler mustache when I was little.
What happened?
That's when Tom Selleck was doing it.
What is that?
That's when Tom Selleck had a Hitler mustache back in the day. Remember that?
No, but his mustache was big. I mean, it, you know, it wasn't like the Hitler one looks like a piece of crap was on his nose. It's like,
oh yeah, you're right. You're right.
Tom Selleck's mustache was a bushy mustache.
No? Yeah, you're right about that, yeah.
Kind of like the guy from, you know, the Sarah Silverman show, that police officer guy?
Oh, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Like that, you know. You know, a long, bushy mustache.
Yeah.
Kind of like a small-looking strip like, you know, Hitler had.
Yeah. Hey, I have a question. That Nazi girl that Jesse James cheated with, would you bang her?
Nope.
You wouldn't? Why?
I wouldn't.
Because she's... He's into, you know, she's a racist.
That's part of it.
She could be racist.
That's part of the reason, too.
But what if she wanted to bang you?
I wouldn't. Not
she wanted to bang you. I know she's a Nazi, but, I mean, I never said anything about not banging Nazis. I mean, I know, I don't like them, but, you know, never said anything about not banging one, you know.
Dude, you do know you're black, right?
Maybe she might be able to convert me, you know, into a Nazi. I don't know. The nigga meets a Nazi.
I think you'd have a better shot of her killing you than to, you know.
Converting me?
Huh? What are you saying?
You have a better shot at what? What were you going to say?
I said you have a better shot of her trying to kill you than to...
Than to what?
What do you think?
To bang me?
Yeah.
You never know. She is a stripper. So she'll strip for anybody, so you might never know she might bang anybody.
But
you know she appears to be racist.
Well, it looks pretty obvious to me and anybody else.
You never know. I mean, if she wanted to bang me, I wouldn't pass that up.
What about if it's a trap just to kill you?
Well, then I get killed.
Well, then I guess I'll see you at your funeral then.
Hey, yeah, I take risks, man. Even if it means banging a Nazi, hey. You know me. Love sex. And I'm not saying I have a addiction like Tiger Woods or Jesse James, but I love banging.
But I mean, with a Nazi, I mean, you'd have to kind of think about that. I mean.
No, you don't. Once you're in bed, no, you don't have to. I mean,
no, I'm saying you'd have to think maybe you do have an addiction.
No, I mean, come on, you just want to bang, if you're horny and you want to bang. And since when, I mean, these guys, they don't really have addiction, they're lying. A real sexual addiction interferes with your life, it interferes with your work.
Maybe it does, you don't know, maybe it does interfere with
you. I mean, Tiger Woods was winning all those tournaments, those PGA tournaments. There's no way he could have a sex addiction, man. This guy was just a player. He's a good-looking guy. He has money. All the girls want him, and he used that to his advantage. And you know, he got a lot of girls' phone numbers. He slept with them, and you know, he played them for the most part. A lot of them he played. So, I think he was more of a player than a sex addict. And I'm gonna write an article about that next week on StarPulse.com. So, Like, I think these guys are just using sex addiction as an excuse.
Maybe they are.
I mean, come on. There's real sex addicts out there that have a, you know, that have a hard time coping with sexual addiction.
That's
these guys are using it to, you know, bail out, to just avoid, you know, being hammered by the media even more.
Do you think Steve Fox?
No! He's another one! He's just, man, come on.
So do you think anybody other than celebrities are?
It's becoming an epidemic. Once one celebrity does something, then another celebrity wants to do it. I bet you if another guy cheats on his wife and he gets caught, he's going to say the same thing because it's become an epidemic now.
That part is true.
I mean, there's real sex addicts out there who think about sex every day, all the time. They just want to have sex, you know. But these guys, they weren't sex addicts. They were players, man. They just loved women and, you know. I mean, they're not sex addicts now. They're using it as an excuse, like I said.
Probably both. I mean, who knows? I definitely
love women. I love women. I love banging, but I'm not a sex addict. There's no way I'm a sex addict. That's a powerful word. I mean, I don't think about sex every day. It doesn't affect how I work or it doesn't affect my life. It's not on my mind all the time.
Right.
I would say I think about it out of 24 hours a day, I think about it probably 23 and a half. All right? I think about it 24.
Hey,
you need to think
about
it 24 hours a day.
Say what?
To qualify.
So you leave a half an hour. What do you think about in the half hour?
I sleep.
What you say?
I go to sleep.
And what do you think about when you go to sleep?
Thanks, but you know that there's a half an hour in there where you know I don't think about it when I'm sleeping. So I'm just saying.
Dude, I know what you're doing in the half hour. The half hour, you're looking at the clock to think when is your half an hour up.
Man, hey, I'm telling the truth, man. These guys are just using it as an excuse now.
I definitely agree with that part. That they are most of them are using it as an excuse, you know, to try to make themselves, you know, try to you know repair their image in the media. But I mean,
yeah, and try to you know make good with their wives and their girlfriends.
There might be some truth to it. I mean, we don't know.
It's the same thing like if someone kills someone and they say, oh, it's because I'm mentally ill, when they're not really mentally ill. They're just using that as an excuse for killing that person. I mean, it's the same thing.
Well, you have to be in order to do something like that.
Well, what if they just did it because, they just did it because of revenge or something? And then they lie and say, oh, I was mentally ill. That's why
I see your point, but, I mean, you'd have to be in order to go through it, to think, let alone go through with it. But, I mean,
no.
You're right. I mean, it is an excuse. I mean, to get
people
away
are mentally, you're saying all people that kill people are mentally ill? Soldiers who go out and kill.
They're crazy.
In the army who go out to kill.
They're crazy.
Terrorists are mentally ill?
Who?
Soldiers in the army who go out to kill terrorists. They're mentally ill?
I'm not talking about soldiers in the army. I'm talking about
people who kill people. People who kill another person in general.
I'm talking about people who go out of their way to kill people for no reason, for their selfish greed. Soldiers, I mean, they fight, you know.
Overall,
necessary, you know.
Yeah, overall.
I mean, you know, they're trying to help people. I mean, these guys. I mean, people. I mean, these criminals, I mean, they try to kill people so they could get away with a crime that they always get caught in the end anyway, but they always think, oh, they can get away with it, and then they always get caught.
Yeah, but I'm saying, most people who kill other people, they don't kill because they're mentally ill.
Well, they have to be crazy for them to do something like that.
Yeah, but they're not mentally ill, though. I mean, a lot of them
Maybe they might not be clinically you know, labeled as that, but I mean, that has to be something up, you know, wrong, you know, in your head for you to do something like that.
No, no, because there's a lot of people that kill out of revenge. Some people kill.
Well, yeah, but you'd have to be crazy for you to.
You know, they're not crazy. If I, if someone attacked me on the street, and I killed them, it's not because it was because I was crazy. You know what
I'm
saying?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
What happened? How was crazy?
Because you
I killed my self-defense. How am I going to kill someone when they attack me and I killed them by accident and I so it was I'm crazy because I killed them? As
yeah.
How is that crazy?
Because you snapped and you killed somebody.
I'm trying to protect myself. They attacked me. They came out and attacked me on the street.
But I mean that there's a difference between self defense and someone. I mean, murder is murder, but I mean,
if you kill them by accident, that's crazy. You're crazy because you kill them by accident.
Some cases it is, but I mean, if you're going out of your way, I'd agree. Oh, someone did this to me. I'm gonna, you know, get this person. You know, I mean, that's crazy. Out of revenge or
you can't use mentally. You can't use those things as an excuse. I mean,
no, I agree with that. I mean,
get away with stuff. You could get away
with
something like that.
You're right. I agree with that. Those people are trying
to. There's a lot of criminals who do try to get away with murder by saying they're mentally ill when they aren't.
Oh, I agree with that.
No.
No, I totally agree with what you're saying. I mean, it's not an excuse, but I do think those people are. You have to be crazy enough to do to think something like that is a wise thing to do to go through it. But yeah, I agree. That's crazy people use. That as excuse, murderers use that as excuse to try to get away with what they did, or you know, so they could get leniency.
Right. Now, are you talking about crazy or mentally ill? Because there's the difference. Mentally ill, I'm talking about like schizophrenia, psychosis, real mental disorders, or are you just talking about like crazy, like erratic behavior?
Erratic behavior.
Okay, because
that's not normal behavior. That's not normal.
I'm talking about mentally ill. I'm talking about like you know having a mental disorder.
No, I'm talking about people doing something you know impulsive and irrational. I mean, it's not something.
Well, yeah, a lot of people, people display erratic behavior. Yeah, when they kill someone, yeah. But I'm talking about like if they blame it on a mental disorder.
No, I agree with that. I mean, they use it. People who use it as excuses, what you might call it is using it as an excuse, they're lying.
Yeah.
Because how the heck are you going to realize, oh, I have a mental illness, that's the reason. No, if you have a mental illness, you shouldn't know that.
Exactly.
So,
I'm saying,
you
can't be blaming it on things like that.
Yeah, I agree. They shouldn't blame it on, use it as an excuse because it's them that did it. I mean...
Yeah, they didn't know what they were doing when they were doing it.
What?
They knew what they were doing.
Oh, of course.
When they were doing the act. So
absolutely.
For them to say that they did it because they had a mental disorder like psychosis or mood disorder or something like that. Come on, please. I was a mental disorder. I mean, I know there's some mental disorders out there that could, you know, that affect how you think and affect your behavior and everything. But some people just use it as an excuse to get out of trouble. A lot of them now, a lot of criminals are doing it. So they could avoid jail and go to a mental facility, you know. So.
Yeah, of course.
I just think it's wrong.
So they won't get prison time or so they won't get the they won't get the death penalty. That's why they do it.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
But they weren't No, I said, but they weren't thinking about that when they committed those, you know, heinous acts.
Yeah. And just like in South Park, this past episode in South Park where Stan's dad,
Randy.
In order to get marijuana, medical marijuana, he gave himself cancer just to get marijuana.
Yep.
So he needed to get testicle cancer in order to get marijuana.
Yep.
When he didn't even have a serious illness at all.
Exactly.
I'm making sense here. Is that a good comparison or not? I don't know. Tell me if that's a good comparison or not.
I got it somewhat.
Because he was addicted to marijuana, but
yeah,
he was using his testicle. I don't know. Point of South Park was trying to make is that they were trying to make that a lot of these people are using their addiction to marijuana. They're like making up illnesses to get medical to just smoke marijuana in general.
You
know?
Yep.
Sometimes they don't even have a medical reason to get marijuana.
Yep.
And that's what Stan's dad did.
Exactly. I don't know about you, but this was the best episode of the year.
It was funny. It was the funniest episode I've seen in a long time on South Park.
Yeah. And
bouncing on their balls.
And I love the Cartman part. When,
that was funny, too.
They were making fun of Scarface.
Yeah, yeah. When he took over the KFC Underring.
Yeah.
Underworld.
The KFC cartel stuff.
Yeah. That was funny.
And they even stole lines from the movie of Scarface. They had Colonel Sanders play as Sosa from the main villain from the Scarface movie. He even stole the lines like, you know, don't ever F with me, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I there's no lying in you, but your partner, I don't trust, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny how they stole lines from the Scarface movie. And another thing that was funny is when Cartman found out there's no KFC in Colorado, his head exploded. No!
Hey, we all love chicken, man.
Wait, especially KFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just black people that love their chicken. You know, everybody loves fried chicken.
Man, that reminds me of the time when, back when we used to go to BC, man. When I was going to go to KFC, right?
Uh-huh.
There was light in there. I tried to open the door. It was like stuck.
They lock you out because you're black.
I tried to open the other door. It's stuck. I look up and I see, even though there's light, it's like the store is closed or something like that. And they closed down the store permanently.
Oh.
They never had KFC ever again over there. I felt like Cartman, man.
Well, there's other places. There's other restaurants that serve fried chicken. You know,
Of course. Oh, yeah,
but KFC had the best fried chicken. I get
KFC
what you're saying.
KFC had the best fried chicken, the best biscuit, mashed
mm-hmm.
potatoes. You know, you name it, macaroni and cheese. You name it, man. They had the best, man.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if they had better than Hooters. No, Hooters. No, we went to Hooters last weekend. They had some really fried chicken there.
Okay, that's a nice,
gotta go
wings, you know, wings, thighs, you know, breasts, the whole, you know, chicken, you know,
Shout out to Hooters, Becca.
Yeah.
Becca Hooters.
Shout out.
But back to the sex addiction thing, man. This guy, Jesse James, man, he was a bastard, cheating on Sandra Bullock. I mean, Sandra Bullock, she's gorgeous. I mean, she's not like, Speed Sandra Bullock. She doesn't look, you know, as hot as she did in Speed, but she's still good looking.
Yeah, she's not bad, but, you know, those guys, when they have, you know, when these guys, quote-unquote, you know, players or, you know, sex addicts, or whatever you want to call them, you know, it doesn't matter how the woman looks. It's just that they just want to, you know, play the field and get as many women as they want, that, you know, as possible, and they don't care who they have.
Sandra Bullock, if I was with her, I'd bang all day. It'd be like Speed 3 up in the bedroom.
Wasn't the second movie called Cruise Control?
Yeah, was she in it? I don't think she was in it. Was she?
Maybe not. Probably not. I don't even think Keanu was in there.
I only saw the first Speed. I didn't see the second one.
She might have been in the second one, but Keanu, I don't think, was in it. But I'm not sure.
Yeah, the first one was the best.
Oh, yeah, of course.
He's good looking, man. and a guy cheat on her. That's like cheating on like ladies like how on some of the Hollywood women like Halle Berry or Scarlett Johansson. I mean, I know Sandra Bullock isn't on the level as Halle Berry or Scarlett Johansson, but she's still up there, right?
But that didn't stop Eric Benet from cheating on Halle Berry.
Oh yeah, that's another one.
See, guy, that's what I said. You know, the players / you know, sex addicts. You know, they don't care what woman they have. They just want to get, it from anyone, any time. They don't even care or think about what's gonna happen if they get caught, because they don't think they'll ever get caught.
Well, some men, you know, some men, they just get bored with their girlfriends or wives. You know, they just want to try something new. Some men think about other women when they're with their current woman. You know, it's a natural part. It's a natural instinct of men. You know, it's part of being a man.
Yeah, but if they really value their woman, you know, they shouldn't take the chance to ruin it. I mean, if they don't care about it, I mean, that's their decision. But you know, most of these guys, you know, the way how they seem, like when they get caught, they care about their woman, and they try to make it work to the point that they go to these rehab places.
Yeah. Like I told you, man. Like, for me to not cheat on a girl, I really have to love her. I really have to be in love with her. Other than that, you know, if I'm just with a girl that I just like and we're dating, some chances are, I'm probably gonna cheat on her.
But if you love her.
I won't. I probably won't. But if I just like her and, you know, I don't love her that much, I'm going to cheat on her. Unfortunate to say, but I'm a man. And that's how men think.
Okay. So what about if, you know, she loves you?
She loves, and I, what if I don't love her back?
Then why are you with her?
Oh, if she's like, well, I don't know. Like I said, I have to be really in love with a girl for me to not cheat on her. Because, you know, I like to try things. I like to try new things, too, you know. I get tired with the same old things. I mean, come on. Like, if I have Xbox for 3 years, I want to try Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. I want to try some other systems, too, you know. I want to stay with the same Xbox. I want to try PS. I want to try PS3, Nintendo Wii, Xbox 360, Nintendo DS even, man.
What about if you like Nintendo? What about if you like 360?
I'm throwing Xbox away and keeping 360. Then again, I might get tired of 360. Might fall in love with Nintendo Wii.
Probably, because by your definition, you get bored.
Yeah, exactly. But in order for me not to get bored, I need to, you know, be stimulated. I guess Xbox has great games coming out every year for it. I'm going to fall in love with Xbox. Never going to leave that system.
That's an interesting analogy.
Yeah, if Xbox is coming out with games like Red Dead Redemption, GTA 5, I'm sticking with Xbox.
What about Nintendo Wii come out with NBA Jam?
But like I said, if Xbox is coming out with games like GTA 5 or Red Dead Redemption, I gotta stick with Xbox, man. Well, he has to give me, it has to show me something more than just NBA Jam. Show me Halo 4 or something.
Halo 4.
You understand what I'm saying?
I understand. I feel you.
Get my point?
I got you.
You know, you get tired with the same old thing. You want something new after a while. You know, I can understand why Jesse James did it, but then again, Sandra didn't deserve that.
Yeah, I agree with that.
she actually loved the guy.
Yep. She's not racist, kids, like, as if it was her own.
And he's a Nazi, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, have you seen that? What were you going to say, sir?
No, what were you saying?
Oh, no, I was watching SNY because you told me to look out for that commercial, and I was going to tell you if they showed the commercial yet.
Yeah, I'm still looking.
Oh.
I haven't showed it yet. I'm keeping my eye on it.
Let's go, Yankees. Open night tomorrow, man. You excited?
I'm excited for the Mets Monday. Hopefully they'll win. No, they're playing Monday.
Oh.
City Field, 110 at City Field against the Marlins.
Yeah.
I know you guys are.
We need to go to a Met Yankee game.
Say what?
One of these days, you need to go to a Met Yankee game.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That'd be cool.
Preferably in Yankee Stadium, because I don't want to go to City Field, you know. A lot of little kids there. No, for sure.
Well, I don't really want to go to City Field either, but I mean, I could just go to Yankee Stadium, but I would be
worried. Why does that Yankee Stadium, man?
Say what?
It's in the Bronx.
Yeah, you just answered your own question.
A la Pinas.
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
I have a problem with the team. Well, just throw away your cat and you'll be fine.
Yeah, right. They're going to try to kick my ass.
No, if you just... Go on the download. If you don't wear any Met gear, you'll be fine.
I ain't scared of them.
They can be brutal, Yankee fans.
I'm a Met fan.
I went to the Twins game, that second game when they were playing the Twins in the ALBS, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this one Yankee girl, she took off the hat of this Twins fan and she threw it. She threw it over the fence.
I'm scared of that. So if she tried to take off my Met hat. Man, all I got to do is point the upset. It's over, man. Dude, the World Series is over, man. Dude. She ain't going to do jack, watch. All she going to do is smile, that's all.
Some of the other Yankee fans, they were cheering. So.
The Yankee fans were cheering, though.
Some of them, not all of them. Some of them in that as well.
And let me guess, the people who are cheering are, like, around our age or younger.
Could be. Yeah, possibly, yeah, could be, yeah. I mean, I thought it was wrong. I thought she shouldn't have did that. I mean, respect other fans, I mean.
I know, come on.
I would never do something like that, you know. Because the fans, they come out to watch the game just like you do.
I know, that's how some of these fans, you know, they're self-righteous. I mean, you know, they're so more, you know, there's some more New York fans that like that. So that's why the other cities, you know, and the other teams they hate, you know, New York teams.
Did you hear about the story last year about this woman that ran over this other fan?
Oh yeah, that Yankee fan who ran over a Red Sox fan.
Oh yeah.
I think she killed her by running her over. Killed the fan because they were chanting "Yankees suck."
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, seriously. I mean, come on, it's not that serious. Yeah, Yankee fan ran over a Red Sox fan because they were chanting Yankees suck.
Man, that's messed up. That's messed up.
No, they ran over a Red Sox fan. Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, come on. Yeah, people don't take sports too seriously sometimes. I mean, I'm a sportsman, but I'm not like a diehard sports fan or anything. No.
Yeah, I mean, you're...
I don't go
to
the extremes like some of these other fans do.
Yeah. I mean, there's a difference. I mean, with me, you know, we're passionate, diehard, you know, sports fans. I mean, you know, but there's a difference between being a diehard fan and a fanatic. I mean, these guys are, that's even crazier than the Philly fan who took a glass bottle and threw it at a Mets fan, you know, at Citizens Bank Park, I think last year.
Oh, man.
I mean, it's not that serious. I mean, gosh, man, I mean, you don't got to throw stuff at people.
Yeah, that's messed up, man.
I mean, guys, you have to kill. Gotta enjoy the game, man. That's pettiness right there.
Yeah, crazy.
So what? Dude, Man, if I ran over somebody every time they said the Mets suck, man, I'd be a serial killer. I mean, come on. Seriously, it's not that serious. Yeah. Shoot, I don't even care. People can say Mets suck. I don't even say they suck, too. If I'm pissed off,
yeah.
What do I care what you have to say about my team?
I
watch the games, all the games, so I know when they suck and when they don't suck. And even if Mets win the World Series, the Mets haters, they'll say Mets suck anyway, so.
Yeah, there's no need to go that far to call someone, personally attack them or even injure them. Sports is just a game. It's just a damn game, you know?
I know, seriously.
Shouldn't affect your life or anything, you know?
I know, that fan's insecure. I mean, the fans should just do what 99% of the Yankee fans do anyway. Just say, you know, we won 27 World Series, you know, and all that stuff, and that's it.
Yeah. Go Yankees tomorrow.
I mean, come on. You need have the wrong person. It's not that serious.
Yankees people are stupid, man. Let's go Yankees, man. Yankees play the Red Sox tomorrow.
Yeah, like the producer said, the producer said he could have just told the person F off.
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
What you said?
Yeah, that's all you need to do.
Exactly. It's just uncalled for. People don't need to die for stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, I think this is probably going to be a fight tomorrow at Fenway when the Yankees play the Red Sox tomorrow on opening night.
Oh, yeah. You think it's gonna be between the players or the fans?
It could be both. Who knows?
Probably gonna be both.
Yeah.
They're gonna be Yankee fans that say, "Hey, Nomar sucks," and then you say, "Oh, why you talking about Nomar? Ah, I'm gonna bust your ass out your head," and then they're gonna have a fight.
Yeah. But I'm pumped up tomorrow. I'm definitely looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
Hey, well, you know what time it is right now?
What is it?
Time to break the tape.
Oh, yes. You were talking about the Left Behind tape.
Yeah, okay. Let me tell you guys about this tape that Will gave me. He gave me this tape called Left Behind. It's a movie. You know, Kirk Cameron is in it. And it's basically based on Tim Holloway's book, Left Behind.
Tim LaHaye, right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
From LaHaye or Holloway?
LaHaye.
And it's about people disappearing, suddenly disappearing, and they're disappearing because the rapture, I guess the rapture has arrived, and they're disappearing because they're going up to heaven to be with Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
So they could... Join forces with Christ to fight off
Antichrist,
which is this Romanian guy. It's a Romanian politician called Nicolae something in the movie.
You're kind of jumping a little ahead. You're mixing the stuff a little bit.
Okay. Well, tell me, Pastor Will. Let's go.
All right.
Tell me about the movie.
Right. The movie is about Left Behind, like you said. It is about, it shows, how the modern world, or the church age, as it's called, after Christ left, he gave the Holy Spirit to the apostles and, spread the word of Christ and his works, so right now we're in the church from when the church, first got started, with believers of Christ. As the one and true Savior, from there until the end of time, which will be when the rapture comes, that's when Christ will call all the believers of his believers to heaven, and they will be saved from evil, like the daily prayer when they say, "And deliver us from evil." That Christ, he's gonna save the believers, who truly believe he is the Savior.
Right.
He's gonna call them up. Like, I mean, it's hard to describe. It might be like a teleportation or whatever. He's pretty much going to call them up into the air. But it's going to be so quick that people, us humans, are not going to, I mean, if we're non-believers, we're not even going to see it happen. It's going to be quick. So after that happens, I mean, they, you know, the believers will be called up with Christ, and they're going to live with him in heaven. And then right after that happens, that's called the rapture. Shortly after that, then the tribulation comes. The tribulation cannot come until the rapture comes.
Okay, so we're into the movie now. You're going into the whole thing.
Yeah, I'm going into the movie right now. I was just jumping right into the movie.
Okay.
Because in the movie, the pilot and his daughter were non-believers. His wife was a believer. So then, you know, him and other people in the movie were pretty much noticing that there's missing people. And they don't know the reason why, because they weren't really following, you know, they weren't really paying attention to the word, you know, to the Bible. So everybody's like, oh, my God, where's my sister? Where's my brother? Where's my father? Et cetera, et cetera. And the common trend is that they were all believers, and they got called up to heaven, but no one knows that except for the pastor, who, of course, knew the word, but he didn't really apply the word. He knew the word, but he didn't apply it. So that's why he was able to explain to them what happened.
Yeah.
So then, because of this, to make the long story short.
Yeah, we only have 4 minutes, so wrap it up here, because I want to break this thing.
Right. So then, you know, a leader, which was prophesied, you know, in Revelation, Ezekiel, Daniel, different parts of the Bible, he's going to come into power. He's going to fool people into thinking that, you know, he's a person of peace and love. And then the whole world's going to fall in love with him. They're going to even believe that he's the true Messiah. In other words, they all, you know, they're all going to be fooled by him. And then, you know how we used to have one nation under God? It's going to be one nation under man. So, in other words, he takes over. And then, you know, that's pretty much the whole movie. After the Antichrist reign, 7-year period, Christ comes back, and then Christ, you know, defeats, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and all of his, his believers.
Okay. Thank
God
you, Pastor
just,
Will.
But, yes, continue.
Thank you for that.
Right.
No, thank you for the wrap-up, long wrap-up on the movie. But now, you know, I watched the movie. I thought it was a good movie, but it was kind of cheesy acting, made for a TV movie. And Kirk Cameron, man, I don't know, this guy's he's a crazy Christian. I'm sorry. I mean, to me, he's a crazy Christian, but I couldn't stand this movie. I gave it a 6. You know, it's not a really great movie. It's a decent movie, but it's not great. So I want to break this tape, man, in honor of Easter tomorrow. I'm going to destroy this tape right now.
Well, you're not really honoring Easter, though.
Yeah, well, hold on.
You're just honoring yourself.
I want to break this tape. Hold on.
Breaking the tape isn't honoring Easter.
You hear it?
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm smashing.
Breaking the tape isn't honoring Easter. Just honoring your goals into breaking the tape.
I broke the glass and everything. So,
And how does that make you feel?
Is it to destroy a Christian tape just before Easter?
That's why it's not honoring.
Crazy. Well, hey, I like Judgment, the other movie you gave me.
Yeah, that was a much better movie than that movie.
Oh, wait, hold on for a second. I'm not finished with this. Okay, there it goes.
There's only an hour show, you know that, right?
Huh?
There's only an hour show. I mean, don't forget to bring it to Wile E. Coyote and put on it, too.
Yeah. But, I just had to do it, man. I'll see. Well, the show's over now, so I guess I'll see you next week. And back.
I'll see you
and, Happy Easter to everybody. And I hope you enjoyed me breaking the Left Behind tape. See you next week.